This is Zoomer Radio with Vintage Favorites. I'm Gene Stevens, and that was Tommy Ambrose with People City, one of the most perfect songs about this this city of ours. And it neatly sets us up for my very special guest, and I really appreciate Moses Neimer, you dropping in today. Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you very much. 21, I think it'll be a year of great recovery.
Oh, thank goodness. It's got to be better than last year, and it will be. This is the first show of the new year, so I'm looking forward to it. And of course, this is the week of this radio station's 20th anniversary of its birth. We've been under your tutelage for the last 12 or 13 years almost, so we'll get to talk about that in a moment. But I wanted to step back into the past first, having played Tommy Ambrose's People City, that has a specific and special relationship to you and your past. Can you tell us about that?
People City harkens back to a time that some listeners may remember, when stations used to go off air and therefore come back on air. I know something about this because I was the first guy in the country to go 24 hours and put an end to that. But before I did that, I was dealing also with the fact that traditionally people went off air with O Canada and on air with God Save the Queen, or possibly the reverse. And that seemed to me, one, to be conventional and the same as everybody else was doing, and number two, it avoided specific mention of the place in which we did our work, which was Toronto. And I was also trying to evoke a new sense of connection to Toronto, and so I determined that I would try and create what I called a national anthem for the city-state of Toronto. But I didn't want anything martial. I wanted something rather more romantic, something more of the heart than of the feet. And I had come to know about Tommy Ambrose and, in fact, did a fair amount of business with him in his jingles company. Mm-hmm. And so one day I said, hey, Tommy, got a gig for you. I want a love song for the city of Toronto, kind of like I left my heart in San Francisco or something like that. He came up with
People City.
Lovely.
And your theme at City TV has blossomed, and we've been playing it all our times, all our years. In fact, we played Tommy Ambrose quite a bit in the early days of this radio station. Of course, People City was a big part of that.
We still get a few royalties off that number. And every once in a while, I try and get together with Tommy and have a bit of a dinner. We had an event to commemorate all of that, I think a couple of years ago in Zoomer Hall. Somebody made up this really great cake in the shape of, and it was good reminiscing.
We'll have to perhaps play the song again to increase those royalties.
Right.
But that was, of course, your main achievement in the 1970s, is the creation of City TV and all the offsprings from it, Much Music, Bravo, fashion television, and on and on and on. So you were kind of like a trendsetter of that style of television. Now it's being copied a lot all over the world, and it became a brand that you, in fact, sold all over the world. The reason I want to establish this is because this is the same audience that you've now tried to reach out to with Zoomer Media in the 2000s.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It is. It is. And strangely enough, people didn't see that. When I first reemerged with Zoomer, the reflex of most people who knew me from City TV and Much Music and all the begats that came out of that, their reflex was that somehow I had crossed over to the other side, that I had gone with the other team. And I said, no. I'm still with the same gang. However, it appears I'm the only guy who noticed that people get older every year. And so the same people who had once said, don't trust anyone over 30, were approaching 60.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, yes, I can continue to serve them and serve them in this new and very important way. Acknowledging age, embracing age, finding the vitality and the gusto that comes with age, rather than doing what the culture was at that point doing, and that was discarding people. The notion that somehow you ceased being interesting once you hit 50, either as a consumer or indeed as a citizen, and that seemed to me to be so out of whack with reality. that I invented Zoomer. In fact, in some ways, I coined that word.
Yes.
There are other people, by the way, who claim to have coined that word, so I'm not going to have that fight, but Zneimer and Boomer came to me as Zoomer.
It pretty well makes sense.
It does.
Now, and we became Zoomer in 2008 when you acquired this radio station from the previous owner, and we were previously called AM 740 exclusively and only, but now we're Zoomer Radio as of 2008, and we fit that, dare I say, conglomerate that you were building with Classical FM, with eventually Zoomer Magazine, Vision TV, and all the other parts of Zoomer Media. We fit into that very nicely as a radio station.
Yes. Older people, of course, watch TV and listen to radio and so on, but the business of broadcasting tended to treat them as some kind of waste. Mm. It's a terrible word. Mm. But certainly the companies that aggregated those listeners and those viewers did not present that audience as having any value because the buyers, the ad agencies and the advertisers were stuck on this notion that life ends at 50 or 55. And what I did is I put a value to those audiences and said not only would I validate those audiences, but I would seek those audiences and, of course, put a positive frame around it by providing an underlying philosophy. And that's the philosophy of the Zoomer.
This is Zoomer Radio, AM 740, now in our 20th anniversary week. But we'll get back to music in a moment with one of your favorite artists, and I'd like to hear some stories of you and Leonard back in the old days in Montreal. That's coming up next on Zoomer Radio. This is Vintage Favorites from Zoomer Radio with Gene Stevens and my special guest, our founder, Moses Neimer, who's telling us about the Zoomer years of this radio station's past. And those were a couple of tunes by key artist for us, one of your favorites, I know, and one that you've opened my eyes to in years past, and through you, our listeners have also been much more acclimatized and aware of this great Canadian icon that very few radio stations actually play, even though he's been recognized in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and everywhere else, Leonard Cohen. We just played my favorite Leonard Cohen song, Dance Me to the End of Love, and perhaps one of yours, I'm Your Man. Do you have a particular favorite Leonard song?
I have dozens of favorite Leonard songs, but how would you feel, Gene, if I told a little story out of school that involved you in some ways?
Wow.
All right, here we go. Are you braced?
I'm braced.
Okay, so when I arrived, I had to deal with the music mix that was being put to air at the time. And from time to time, and in fact, too often for my liking, I would hear songs that were, in my opinion, rather mediocre and forgettable, whether in the execution or the actual basic writing. And I would ask the question, why are we playing that song? And often, too often, I would get the answer, it's CanCon. We have to hit our Canadian content quotas, and that's why we're playing this second-rate material. And that irritated me. It irritated me so much that I began to snap back, well, if that's your problem, play Leonard Cohen. Because at the time, the radio station that I acquired had practically no Cohen at all in its inventory of music. I found that shocking. I found it irritating. I found it kind of stupid. And I would insist that we could fill that Canadian content gap by playing Leonard Cohen. It took me quite a while to make my point, you may remember.
I sure do.
And it caused me to have to repeat myself more than once each time with my voice possibly going higher in its register. Until the penny dropped and this music system began to get a few of Leonard's songs in it. I'm going on about it a little bit now because we finally achieved a place where some of Leonard's standards are in our system and are well played, but it hasn't extended to his latest work. His last three albums are acts of genius. There is cut after cut after cut of music that is so brilliant so profound, the words so deep, that it has again stunned me and irritates me still that the music directorship of this station is now, well, 20 years behind, mm-hmm. at least 10 years behind.
Yeah.
From his most recent work, there are a number of cuts that come to mind. I love the one on his second last album that starts with Slow.
Mm.
Do you know Slow?
I know it very well.
Will you be able to find it and
Absolutely.
Get it on the air? Well, while you're at it, Gene, put it into the library for permanent rotation, would you?
I'll certainly look after looking into vintage favorites music.
And
in fact, I'll play it next.
That album starts with Slow, but it also ends with a fabulous song called You've Got Me Singing. So even though he was approaching the end of his life, even though he could begin to see the contours of his life coming to a close, he still closes that album with a buoyant song. He says, "You've got me singing even though the news is bad."
Mm.
You've got me singing, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of a song more appropriate for this moment. So I hope that Paul Sarita and Paul Thomas, anonymous people that I am just mentioning en passant, are listening to this show and get their bums in gear and get those songs into our system because they belong in high rotation.
Full disclosure, Paul Surratt is our music programmer and Paul Thomas, of course, our program director and assistant general manager, just to give them the credit. But to give you credit, and you don't need it, but yes, you've taught me an awful lot about Leonard. And through Leonard's music, a broader perspective of what you want to do with this station that was different from any other radio station. A certain sense of passion, romance, intellectual, challenging material from time to time. And Leonard...
And how about originality?
And originality.
The fact that all the other radio stations in Canada, including the CBC with its public subsidy, actually didn't play him much.
Wow.
Just, I find stunning. They should all go hang their heads in shame.
Well, we are not hanging our heads in shame because we've been championing Leonard for a long time. In fact, I'm going to change the music lineup and we'll play one of those songs you've just talked about.
Play both. Play
next.
Both.
Okay, he's the boss. Let's take a break and we'll come back with, how about some Leonard Cohen on Zoomer Radio?
You've Got Me Singing.
You've Got Me Singing.
It's the last track on that album that starts with Slow. And even though it touches on the darkest of dark themes, You Want It Darker is a song that'll rip your heart out. And again, given the world we're in, that's an essential track that would have deep meaning for so many people.
It does. Yeah. From time to time, I've had the chance to play Leonard as a featured artist on my show, not just around his death, around his birth, but at other times because it fits so well with some of the themes that I do on Vintage Favorites. So Leonard just makes a lot of sense for this station, and thank you again for opening our hearts and minds to him.
Well, thank you for the opening, because Leonard, in that sense, is a metaphor for a station that is, curiously enough, a unique throwback. It is an old-fashioned, full-service radio station, which you cannot find on the air anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually play drama and comedy.
Yeah.
Fiction on radio, I think we must be the last radio station on the planet that does that.
Weeknights at 10 o'clock,
at 10 o'clock.
Theater of the Mind.
We originate music. Again, what radio station in this firmament actually has live music emanating from its studios in real time? And so we offer the music flow. We offer the news so that listeners don't have to go elsewhere in order to find out what's happening in the world. We offer a great deal of value-added spoken word on the weekends.
Yep.
We offer Gene Stevens with a very erudite and highly listenable show every week, followed by Larry Jackson and the Immortals. This is radio like no other in the planet. I'm proud of it. we are in the process right now of trying to encompass that all with words so that we can explain to the general audience just how different, how valuable this radio station is, and to dispel the idea that you have to be a Zoomer in order to like Zoomer music. You don't.
Nope. And the station has so many other, which just come to my mind, the Garden Show, the Car Guys, the Lifestyle Show.
Tonic,
Finding
the Health
Your
and
Bliss.
Wellness Show.
It's
and Consignment Heroes.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Conspiracy Show, late on Sunday night
Ideas
with Richard Serrett.
City on the Air.
And your pet project, which I want to ask you about. But we'll do that in the next set, about some of the other things that Zoomer Media embraces, including Idea City, which, of course, is heard weekend mornings at 6:30. So we'll get to that and more with Moses Neimer next on Zoomer Radio. Zoomer Radio with Vintage Favorites and our 20th anniversary special program with my very special guest, our founder, Moses Neimer. That was Nicky Yanofsky's song, I Believe, the big theme for the Olympics in 2012, I believe, the 2012 Summer Games in London and the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver, the theme song for those games, the promotional theme song, I Believe. Now, you've got a great connection, a great story about Nicky yourself, Moses.
I do. There's nothing wrong with that song. It's kind of machined and appropriate to the organization it emerged from. It was part of the CTV coverage.
Yes.
Of the games, but I have a different recollection of Nicky, and the reason that I not only found her but actually put her on stage at the age of 11 is that she was preternaturally sophisticated in her singing, and at the time was devoted to jazz. She could do an Ella Fitzgerald knockoff that was note perfect, inflection perfect, down to the hiccups, down to the little curlicues. And that's what knocked me off my feet. And it's a bit of a trope in the way in which I present Idea City. Idea City is an annual conference, an unusual conference. It's not, as almost all conferences are, about what you do for a living, where all the lawyers get together, or the teachers get together, or the undertakers get together. Everybody worries about the future. That's your typical conference. Idea City is intended to be about everything else. It's intended to give the whole person a look into a wide variety of other lives and introduce them to other thinkers, an array of people that it would take a lifetime to meet if I weren't bringing them all to one place. So as I do this and involve some of the finest minds in, well, our country and on the planet, I like to kick things off by presenting a little hothouse genius. I remember the first time I did this, I believe it was a little girl. I'd heard about her singing at the Stampede, and I took a chance, and I reached out to the family, and I got them to fly in, and she came in fearless, just stepped out on stage and sang a big, fat, hearty O Canada and rocked the room. And since then, I've done it every year. And so I like to say to people, just in case you're feeling satisfied with where you are in your career and your life, here's a 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 year old that'll Wow. make you question what you're doing. And so back to Nicky, she was astonishing in that sense that she had picked up jazz down to its nuances and could sing it with flair and vitality in a way that absolutely belied the fact that she was in her earliest teens and just being formed as an artist. Most recently, I've had Roberta Battaglia at Idea City again before the rest of the mob cottoned on to her. And of course, she went on to almost win all of America's Got Talent.
Yeah, almost all the way.
Almost all the way. But we were behind her from the very beginning, and another a little girl with a huge voice just sort of blew the roof off the spot. And
well, future superstars, performers from a wide range of
fields. Be in touch with us.
Yeah. And speakers on vast range of subjects are all part of this Idea City. And just to reiterate, we have the Best of Idea City every weekend morning, Saturday and Sunday at 6:30. One of your many brainchilds. It's just part of the large Zoomer media conglomerate that we have become. I'm not sure that's a good word, conglomerate, or if that's a word that's appropriate, but everything you've done with Zoomer is intending to serve and advocate for the 45 plus audience. It's been a nasty year. This coming year, we hope for better, but radio, as with all traditional media, is having a hard time. What do you see in the near future or perhaps the longer distance future for us, but for our media as well, and for this demographic?
We're having a hard time commercially because of the attitudes and activities of our advertisers. We're having a bonanza year creatively because our audiences are bigger than ever and our audiences need us more than ever. I think people are rediscovering the intimacy and the instantaneity of radio and the comfort of having it there, particularly as times are tough. The reasons we are suffering commercially is that radio is, in my opinion, inherently local. I was never a fan of the idea of national or hemispheric radio, because I believe radio puts you in touch with not only the musical tastes and the political shenanigans of where you live, but also with what is being bought and sold. It gives you an entire culture, an entire economy. And because we're so local, we, of course, have suffered as all those local businesses, and particularly businesses that depend on proximity of people, whether it's retail or concerts or performance of various kinds, all of that has come to a screeching halt, and that has led to a decline in our business.
Yeah.
But we're buoyed by the fact that we are of deep service to our audience, and I believe our audience are appreciating us more than ever. They're certainly letting us know that.
Wow. May the best be yet to come, as Sinatra once said. Thank you so much for joining me on this 20th anniversary special feature on this radio station's upcoming anniversary, which is Friday, January the 8th.
Mm.
And of course, we've been over a dozen years under your ownership, and we thank you so much for your championing of this format, of this demographic, and this entire advocacy group that Zoomer Media is. Thank you so much, Moses.
A pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, and thanks for remembering, Gene. Events are hot and heavy in this new digitized news cycle, and people do forget sometimes to celebrate good things that happened in the recent past.
We've got a whole week of special programming with little vignettes from many of our on-air personalities coming up. Some great music, of course, through the week. And the rest of this program still to come, with more vintage favorites ahead.